This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I tell you, Mark Vetri, who is one of Philadelphia's most prominent restaurateurs, and I love his food. I've always loved his food. He wrote a piece for the Inquirer yesterday. We're paying huge costs for not reopening restaurants. And I just want to share a little bit with you because I think this is really important. And now that Philadelphia has announced that we're going to move back indoor dining till, you know, never. He writes, 3 times Philadelphia restaurants have prepared to reopen for indoor dining, 3 times in 2 months. Initially, it was June 26 when Governor Tom Wolf announced we were going to green phase. But Mayor Jim Kenney said not so fast. Pushed until July 3rd. We were all ready to go. My team hired staff, purchased new partitions, and reworked the dining rooms. We bought food, made new menus that were easier to execute, and practiced the flow of the dining room with all the new protocols. Then came another pump fake from the mayor. Let's wait until August 1st. Today was announced a ban on all indoor dining until September 1st earliest. This last false start was even more devastating than the original shutdown on March 16th. If you told me back then, we would still not have any idea when we were going to open restaurants in Philadelphia by August 1st, I would have said that was insanity. Vetri continues. Approaching the fall, instead of training staff and modifying the dining room for a safe new normal, we're still waiting, confused as ever, for any sign from our mayor that he will hold to a reopening date. Small businesses, already working on revenue fumes and borrowed resources to prepare to safely open, fear the mayor will once again play the Lucky from Peanuts role, pulling the ball at the last second. I'm sorry, Lucy from Peanuts, pulling the ball at the last second. And for what? No one seems to know. Even medical professionals I've spoken with who have been on the front lines through this entire pandemic are confused. Again, this is Mark Vetri writing this, one of Philadelphia's most respected restaurateurs. He writes, Aaron Sobolik, an emergency medicine doctor and acting co-director of Einstein's EDICU, informed me that at the height of the pandemic, they had over 180 patients with approximately 50 of those in the ICUs on a ventilator, but recently dropped to 14 admitted COVID patients with 3 on a ventilator. Multiple doctors I talked to at Jefferson share that in April and May, they were at 100% capacity, but they're at below 10% today. They indicated to me that we can open the economy and restaurants with a safety-focused, common-sense approach. The city's data shows, despite some fluctuations in new infections and a recent uptick, hospitalizations have been declining. There's risk in everything we do. The mayor is basing reopening on taking zero risk at all, but that approach does not actually result in zero harm. We don't shut down highways because there's a high risk of traffic, accidents, and deaths. We use common sense. We create laws. We limit speed. We follow traffic lights, all to prevent incidents. We can open restaurants with the same safety-focused approach to balancing fear and logic. Restaurants have gotten some blame for surges. This claim does not square with reality, he writes. For example, officials in Spain, Australia, and Japan have attributed new surges to young people going to nightclubs and large gatherings, not dining out. There is a material difference between unmasked young people crowding beaches and clubs and locals choosing to dine inside a neighborhood establishment run by a responsible restaurateur who has installed plexiglass barriers, invested in air purifiers, set tables to 6 feet apart, and has mandated masks, temperature checks, and constant hand washing by staff. The maddening aspect for so many of my fellow restaurateurs is the reason-defying inconsistency across industries and society. You can sit on an airplane 6 inches from someone with recirculated air blowing in your face for 5 hours. Yet there is no discussion of shutting down airlines, only of bailing them out. Meanwhile, the future of federal legislation to save independent restaurants is unclear. And it's unclear if it's finally gaining steam. Philadelphia recently opened up gyms, and the school district is still considering reopening in the fall. This is obviously, Vetri wrote this yesterday. Dining inside or out should similarly be a choice. Many people don't want to eat out. The Inquirer's own Craig Lebon just dedicated an entire article to explaining why he's not ready. But why not give those who do the choice with appropriate precautions? Instead of working with responsible business owners to reopen safely, the mayor seems to be promoting an us versus them mentality. Us being government and them being restaurants. He doesn't realize that we are all in this together and we're all ready to be responsible together, but we need a coherent plan. We need actual leadership that listens to public health experts as well as economic experts to safely balance our city's broader well-being. As Dr. Sabolik told me, we all know COVID may kill, but increasing jobs lost, food insecurity, and other financial and emotional stressors also has a cost in lives. And he writes about, it's not just the employees, it's the supply chain. Neighborhood restaurants work with farmers, fishermen, electricians, plumbers. When our industry fails, so do theirs. We all rely on each other for survival. When are we going to bring everyone to the table and come up with solutions, he asks. He says, you know, I keep hearing from friends and customers and family. They say, hang in there, Mark. You'll get through this. The fact is that will likely not pass for independent restaurants. We are on the brink of collapse that there is no coming back from, and that's not hyperbole. Already, thousands of restaurants have closed for good. Michelin star chefs, mom-and-pop community cornerstones, leaving north of 8 million workers unemployed. Without opening of modified indoor dining in the coming weeks, independent restaurants, as we know them, could cease to exist. By the way, just think about that. Vetri's saying this, by the way. Greg, I've never had Vetri on. I know back in the day when you used to produce another show whose name will not be spoken on this program, but you used to have Vetri used to come on that show as a guest,
he
right?
He did. He did. He did a lot, yes.
What? How would you describe his politics?
Oh, he's very liberal. Like there's he does not hide his disdain for Trump. But obviously in this, he's taking a very different tone, which is why I think it's an interesting op-ed he did. You know what I mean? Because this is coming from somebody who is not in favor of the president. So
we should probably get him on, right?
Sure. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. How is he as a guest?
He's fine. He's fine. What are you trying to get me to say?
I'm just trying to make you uncomfortable. That's all. I'm just literally just for the purpose of just making you uncomfortable.
I'll
no other
it.
Reason.
He's a really good guy. He also puts his money where his mouth is. He actually runs a foundation that actually is an out-of-school time program that is a Vetri cooking lab. So they cook in schools, teach kids how to eat healthy, you know, due to the obesity epidemic and stuff like that. And so they're in the city of Philadelphia. He does a lot. He donates a ton of money. So he's somebody who doesn't just talk the talk. He does have a stutter. And so he doesn't like to speak. He doesn't, you know, he told me this before. You know, he doesn't necessarily like to speak publicly because he has a stuttering issue. But I don't think people care. He's a really good guy. You know,
no, he is. Have you ever eaten at Vetri?
Of course.
His signature Italian restaurant. It's like, what, $2,000 to eat there?
Amazing. All of his stuff. But his pizza place, we've been to the pizza place.
Oh, so good. It's
we
so
went there
good.
As a show once. Remember that?
Yeah.
I love that place. That place
once
is
upon
great.
A time. That's what we'll be telling our grandchildren someday. You know, we used to go to these things called restaurants.
Yeah. We would get in the car and we'd drive to a place and they would feed us. They'd give us food.
Like Demolition Man. We used to have a thing called relations. It's like,
yeah. We would have, they'd bring us food on a plate. We'd eat it. And it was amazing times back then. Hard times, though. You had to wait sometimes 10 minutes for your appetizer. It was tough days. Vetri concludes by saying, this virus is not going away anytime soon. We simply cannot hide in our homes until it's gone. At some point, we have to figure out how to live with COVID in the most responsible way. Simple things like mask wearing, washing hands, and social distancing clearly work well, as many of us have been working in kitchens in a safe and healthy way. It is in our industry's interest to do this right, taking every conceivable precaution to ensure as safe an experience as possible for our diners and our workers. It's time our local leadership understood that. We have to mitigate risk, be responsible, and return to a new normal of economic life without overburdening our public health system. But we have to decide to do it, not simply keep pulling the ball or moving the goalposts for lack of resolve. Our industry, our city, and our communities are at stake. Well said by restaurateur Mark Vetri. Incredibly well said. And I think that it's a damn shame that he's got to even write something like this. And I know that the Pennsylvania Restaurant Association is working really hard on this. The New Jersey Restaurant Association, it's the same situation in New Jersey. This is people's dreams are being lost here over this. And these restaurants, they don't want to get people sick. They don't want to see people die. I've said this a million times. The goal of an eatery is to make sure you have a nice meal and you come back and eat there again. It's not to cut corners and kill you. They don't want to cut corners and kill you because they don't want to kill their customers. It's not good for business. They like customers to return. They don't want customers to get sick. They like that when you come back and eat there again. So it's in every incentive for them to make sure that you have a wonderful, healthy experience when you dine out. This is a damn shame that a guy like Vetri's got to write something like this. 855-839-1210.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.